You welcome back, Thomas O'Leary. He's been released by Munster to get some fitness back. Will he start on Friday?
He will, yeah. Tomas will start for Friday. Look, it's a great opportunity. Tomas needed rugby. He was available to us for Blackrock last weekend, but he picked a little niggle up. But luckily, that's cleared. And yeah, he's good to go this weekend, you know. So yeah, it's great to get him back, you know. Our young boy who stepped up for us this year, who's coming to AIL, is Shoggs. The scrum half, and he's been doing really well. But look, Tomas is coming back, and he needed an opportunity to play rugby, and we can give him that opportunity Friday night against Conn, you know.
And have you any injury concerns?
We got odd niggles. Eric in midfield to see how he is. Hopefully, we'll have a test for him tonight, and the same with John Quill. But yeah, hopefully, we'll have a full clean bill of health for the weekend, you know.
You lost your opening game, but you came back against Blackrock. You must have been pleased with the players' response.
Hugely, you know. Look, you know, we should have really come away with a win in Shannon, to be honest with you. But look, you know, we were the instigator of our own downfall, no doubt. You know, discipline, and we gave them an opportunity to take their goals, and they took them. But I think what we've done against Blackrock, again, you know, we had a few niggles with boys that couldn't play, with Dave O'Carroll called to Munster and John Quillen that last week, and some of the younger boys, the Maya Cronins and the Ryan Murphys, of these boys who've come in, who are under 21s this year, you know, stepped up last week at AIL, you know, and done a fantastic job. So it was a good performance, and it was good to get a result last week at home, you know.
So what are you looking from your players on Friday night?
I think no doubt a performance. You know, it's a great opportunity to play, you know, the two top teams in the country in Division 1A, opportunity of Friday Night Lights, which I think is the way forward. You know, to play, you know, in Musgrave Park, and have an opportunity, hopefully, to be supported well by you know, people of Cork to come out and watch a game. I think it's going to be quality, and you know, hopefully we can perform on a pitch and get the result we want, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned Friday Night Lights. It was a great success last year. You'll be hoping again for this season. It is a great opportunity for fans to come out.
Oh, hugely. I think the key for me with it, no doubt, is the opportunity. There's going to be an occasion. There's a lot going on in Dolphin in the evening. There's a lot of stuff. There's finger food. There's a lot of stuff going on upstairs. There's a lot of stuff going on outside, you know, barbecues, etc. You know, it's just, you want the family environment. You want people to come up on a Friday night and perhaps they finish their work and want to come out and watch a quality game of rugby. You know, it's a great local derby. There's a lot of people going to be swaying either way, no doubt. And I know a lot of people that I spoke to are so excited about it, to come out and see the game. But to be honest with you, as a coach and as a player, if you're not excited about those occasions, you're in the wrong game, you know. And I'm looking forward to it myself as well, you know.
So it was, you played each other twice last year, it was one each victory, so it's going to be a really tight game tomorrow night.
It is, hugely. Look, we beat them there, and they beat us at home last year, so, you know, they, you know, no doubt Connor are a quality team, and they're very consistent. They are 1-1 in this league as well. I know they slipped up against Shannon last weekend, and I know they'll be disappointed, and they'll be looking for the performance against us Friday night. And we know now we've got to keep, you know, a home place, a place where it's a kind of a fortress where we don't want teams to come and get results. So we've got to back that up and put a big performance in Friday night as well, and hopefully do the supporters and the people coming out to watch it dress this, you know.
And Steve, before I let you go, I can hear a bit of a Welsh accent on you there. You must be looking forward to Saturday morning.
Hugely, yeah. I am, no doubt. Hopefully we'll get the right opportunity against France. You know, the one issue you have with France, no doubt, is you don't know what they're going to come and bring. Hopefully it's not a good performance, and it'll give us an opportunity to do something we've never done and get to a World Cup final, you know. I've had a bit of stick, no doubt, in the week for the fact that we did beat Ireland last week. But look, you know, I'm a Cork man. I've been here 10, 11 years. My kids are born, you know, as well. So, you know, there's both sides to it, no doubt. But it was a great game last week, and I think Wales deserved it at the end. And hopefully we can get a win this weekend and get us into a World Cup final, you know.
Good stuff. So just summing up, so Steve, hoping a big crowd turns out to Musgrave Park tomorrow night.
Yeah, hugely. Look, it's a great occasion. There's loads going on. There's loads going on for the kids. There's loads going on upstairs. You know, it's an opportunity. The under-18s come in free, as we've always done in the club. We're very big on the under-8 section. And, you know, bring the kids out. You know, come out if you've got something to do Friday night and you want to watch a quality game of rugby. And it's going to be a cracker, no doubt. And there's an opportunity to come, you know, at the Musgrave Park and watch a cracking game, you know.